USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration is debating a series of steps to further contain the COVID-19 pandemic. A senior administration health official said the government is actively exploring how to provide extra vaccine shots to vulnerable populations who officials now increasingly expect will require boosters. The nation's largest wildfire raged through southern Oregon on Friday, but crews were scaling back some night operations as hard work and weaker winds helped reduce the spread of flames, even as wildfires continue to threaten homes in neighboring California. An Oregon Department of Forestry spokesperson says there is some good news.
So in the last couple of days, the fire has only grown 1,000 acres per day, and for a fire of this size, basically that's a really strong signal that fire behavior is moderating.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A barrage of heat waves have plagued the U.S. this summer, and more above-average temperatures are on the way this week, affecting more of the country than those before it. Although not as extreme as the past few heat spells, this one will span from coast to coast due to a strong heat dome, elevating temperatures even higher during the hottest time of the year. Curbing the current spike in COVID infections is hampered by continued vaccine hesitancy in certain pockets of the country, a problem underscoring the limits of the president's ability to control the pandemic. Dr. Peter Hotez of the Baylor College of Medicine has a warning.
You're just watching this freight train coming that Delta is going to sweep across the South, and so many people are going to get infected with this fake narrative out there that if you're young and healthy and take care of yourself, you're not going to get sick. It's simply not true.
Biden has been explicit in declaring the current outbreak a pandemic among the non-vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The city of San Francisco could spend $20,000 on a trash can. It could be the first of thousands like it, but officials say others would cost less. In the current cans around the city, trash goes in, but much too often comes out. Sleeker designed bins with sensors alerting crews when they're almost full will be more tamper-resistant, block rodents, and keep the sidewalks cleaner. Department of Public Works Acting Director Alaric DeGrantfenried says his goal is for the city to have the best trash cans in the world.
Well, I want us, and to be frankly, the model for other cities, Portland, New York, Sydney, wherever it is across the world, to come and to take our cans or to try and model their cans after ours.
Golf champ Bryson DeChambeau is out of Tokyo after testing positive for COVID-19. More from USA's Dan Naraki.
2020 U.S. Open champion Bryson DeChambeau will not join Team USA in Tokyo after testing positive for COVID-19 before leaving for Japan. In a statement, DeChambeau said he was deeply disappointed not to be able to compete in the Olympics for Team USA and that it was a tremendous honor to make the team. He'll be replaced on the U.S.'s four-man team by 2018 Masters champion Patrick Reed, who will now become the first two-time Olympian on the men's side of the sport, which was reintroduced in 2016. Reed finished 11th in Rio. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.